What are the things that make people feel proud of? People feel proud of various accomplishments and attributes that define their personal and collective identities. Achieving significant goals, whether in their careers or personal lives, often elicits a deep sense of pride. Overcoming obstacles and adversity can also instill a profound feeling of accomplishment. Many take pride in their moral values and ethical choices, as integrity and empathy are highly regarded traits. Cultural and national identity often play a role, with individuals feeling proud of their heritage, traditions, and contributions to their communities. Acts of kindness and altruism, as well as creative expressions of art, music, and innovation, are sources of pride that resonate with the human spirit. Ultimately, the things that make people feel proud are diverse and multifaceted, reflecting the richness of human experience. Do people often feel proud of themselves when they complete a difficult task? Yes, people often experience a profound sense of pride when they successfully complete a challenging task. This feeling of accomplishment is deeply rooted in human psychology and serves as a powerful motivator. When individuals overcome obstacles, whether in their personal or professional lives, they not only gain a sense of mastery, but also boost their self-esteem and confidence. This emotional reward reinforces their beliefs in their abilities and encourages them to tackle even more formidable challenges in the future. Whether it's conquering a complex project, achieving a fitness goal, or mastering a new skill, the pride derived from conquering difficulty is a universal and gratifying human experience. What personal qualities help a person deal with difficulties at work? Several personal qualities play a crucial role in helping individuals effectively navigate and overcome difficulties at work. Resilience stands out as a vital trait, allowing individuals to bounce back from setbacks and maintain a positive attitude in the face of challenges. Adaptability is another essential quality, as it enables individuals to embrace change and quickly adjust to new circumstances or demands. Effective communication skills are invaluable for addressing workplace difficulties, as they facilitate open dialogue and problem-solving with colleagues and supervisors. Additionally, a strong work ethic and determination can empower individuals to persevere through challenging situations, demonstrating commitment and dedication to their roles. Lastly, a sense of emotional intelligence and empathy can foster better relationships in the workplace, enabling individuals to better understand and support their co-workers during tough times. Together, these personal qualities form a foundation for successfully managing and resolving work-related difficulties. What will be the impact of more people freelancing in the future? The growing trend of freelancing in the future will have a profound impact on various aspects of work and society. As more people choose freelancing over traditional employment, we can anticipate a shift in the dynamics of the labor market. This transition will likely result in increased flexibility for workers, allowing them to pursue diverse projects and develop a more balanced work-life schedule. However, it may also bring about challenges, such as income instability and limited access to traditional employment benefits like healthcare and retirement plans. Additionally, the gig economy's growth will reshape industries, fostering innovation and competition as companies adapt to accommodate a more fluid and specialized workforce. In the long run, society may witness transformation in the way we define careers and job security, with freelancing becoming a prominent and sustainable model for many individuals seeking professional fulfillment and autonomy. Is work the biggest source of stress for most people? Work can undoubtedly be a significant source of stress for many people, as it occupies a substantial portion of their daily lives and often comes with high expectations, tight deadlines, and demanding responsibilities. The modern work environment, with its competitive nature and the pressure to constantly perform and adapt, can create substantial stressors. However, it's essential to recognize that stressors vary from person to person, and individuals may have diverse sources of stress in their lives, such as personal relationships, health concerns, or financial worries. While work is a common and prominent stressor, it is not necessarily the biggest source of stress for everyone, as each person's experience of stress is unique and shaped by their individual circumstances and coping mechanisms. Would a future in which people do not have to work be an ideal goal for society? A future in which people do not have to work could be seen as an ideal goal for society by many, as it represents a vision of a world where basic needs are met without the compulsion of traditional employment. Such a society might be characterized by advanced automation, universal basic income, and a focus on leisure, personal development, and creative pursuits. Advocates argue that it could lead to reduced stress, greater work-life balance, and increased opportunities for self-fulfillment. However, this vision also raises significant questions and challenges, including the potential loss of purpose and identity tied to work, the sustainability of such a system, and the need for meaningful engagement in one's life. Striking a balance between automation and meaningful work, as well as addressing economic and social inequalities, will be crucial in determining whether a future without work is indeed the ideal goal for society.